I slipped up yesterday. Yeah, for the first time since I started recording this daily podcast, I didn't record anything. And there's no good reason for that. I don't know what happened to me yesterday, but somehow or other, I went through the day without having quiet downtime. Spent about 6 hours with my sister. No, it wasn't six. It was more like 3.5. And that was delightful out in Cove. That's where the Titanic sailed from before it didn't sail again. Cove. Bit run down. Nice place. Bit run down, pity. She's staying in a wonderful building, which was cold. Yeah, she's got it as a... What do artists call it? She's working in a place where she's planning her next project. And I'm lying in bed, and I've just woken up. And the first thing I did was flick on the Irish News, RTE News it's called, to see if anything dramatic has happened since I last looked at it. Well, it hasn't. Or so it seems. And then I went to WhatsApp to see what the situation was on WhatsApp. And just going from memory, I don't think there was anything dramatic on WhatsApp. I didn't bother looking at Facebook. And then I came here. And you know, there are times in my day which are empty of purpose. I feel a bit like that. I feel empty of purpose. I haven't got a definite thing I'm going to do today. It's no problem to find things to do. After I stop yawning. So there, I'm not going to make up for yesterday by doing an extra long piece. I do remember thinking, oh, right, it's late in the evening. Perhaps it's a good time to record. And then I think I forgot. Never mind. Cricket. Cricket is on right now. Oh, yeah. It began at 6 o'clock, and what's it now? About 8:15 or something. Yeah, 8:30. I could go downstairs and watch cricket. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'll be back to you later on, says I. Ah, well, it's now after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the sun has come out, and I'm out walking with Louis, my English setter. And I must say, I feel much better out walking than I did while sitting on the TV glued to England versus Pakistan. Oh dear, I have to get myself together because at 3 o'clock I'm part of a podcast team that records for a podcast that goes out every week. It's Toastmasters podcast, especially for members of Toastmasters and for people who are already in some way tempted to join Toastmasters. I actually have no idea how many of the listeners are existing Toastmasters and how many are people who might be attracted into listening to it but who are not yet members. And actually, I think that most of our episodes, in fact, I'd go so far as to say all of our episodes are primarily geared at existing Toastmasters rather than people who are thinking of joining Toastmasters. We've never interviewed anybody who's thinking of joining Toastmasters and is, you know, a bit doubtful about it and wondering, I don't know, you know, is it too expensive? Is it too time consuming? Is this, would I be welcomed? You know, do the meeting times suit me? Anything at all, the kind of things that would go through somebody's head. Even things like, oh no, I'm not good enough to become a member. I couldn't possibly join, you know, with a club which has people who are already terribly good. I'd make a show of myself. Anyway, that's 3 o'clock today. And we have a very good friend of mine coming on as a guest. And I think I'll have to interview her, which I would love to do. Anyway, she's Shirley Gallagher, and she's a very experienced Toastmaster. In fact, she's the person who invited me to come along to a Toastmasters meeting, the very first one that I went to. I heard of Toastmasters before I went, but she was my friend who said, look, do you want to come on Wednesday? And I did, and I went to the Radisson Blue Hotel in Cork, down on Little Island. And I joined that night, or if I didn't join that night, I joined the next week. But I'm pretty sure I might have said, OK, I'll take the application form home and I'll send it in. And I did that, and that was February 2015. Anyway, how doesn't time fly? Doesn't time fly? So this is Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now. My daily podcast, although I did miss one day, which I'm disappointed in. All the best. I mean one day since I started it. Not one day in my entire life.